Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you for joining me. It is Friday, June 17, 2022.
The weekend!
Oh yeah, the weekend is here. And in Hampden County, COVID is spiking. Ben Swan Way, the new street, is being dedicated. The mayor has a busy schedule. An aggressive deer in Greenfield. And the Amherst police say goodbye to their comfort dog. You have a real grab bag of weather for today. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms, high of 86 degrees, winds west 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 56. Winds west, northwest 10 to 15. Ultraviolet index at 8. The humidity 57%. So it's all going on. Mayor Sarno, Congressman Richard Neal, and a 1967 Tech graduate and Mr. Tech High alumni, Mike Borecki, will join with Tech alumni and friends for the Tech Rally 2022 following the short speaking program at the former Tech High School. This rally will continue with a parade to City Hall, where celebrations will continue. In honor of the Tech Rally 2022, Tech High alumni can visit any or all of the 5 Springfield museums for 50% off the daily ticket price, Saturday the 18th, tomorrow, of course. If you'd like more information on the Tech Rally 2022, for more information on the Tech Rally 2022 and other events scheduled, please visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/TechRally2022. Governor Charlie Baker has approved the Juneteenth holiday across the state, but local municipalities had to make the decision whether they wanted to approve it as a paid holiday for city employees. So, in Springfield, both City Council and Mayor Sarno approved and supported the measure to add Juneteenth as a paid legal holiday for Springfield. Speaking of which, Mayor Sarno announced that the City Hall and all municipal buildings will be closed Monday, June 20, in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Springfield Museum's proud to present Summer Spectacular Daily, July 5 through August 13, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, these dynamic hands-on activity days feature wacky Wednesdays with a focus on Dr. Seuss and special activities every day of the week. All activities are free with museum admission, from tossing a ring on a thing, which builds hand-eye coordination, to creating your own Seussian hat, which encourages focus and nurtures creativity, to experimenting with snap circuits, which help visitors understand how electricity works. The activities the family engagement team offer are varied and exciting and have an impact on learning, and of course, the Cat in the Hat will be on campus for regular visit. Now, these activities vary daily. You can check the calendar, springfieldmuseums.org. They recommend that you check the website out. There's a lot of information there. Former State Representative Ben Swan will have a street named in his honor during a public ceremony, and that'll be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 915 State Street, Mason Square. This location is the site of Representative Swan's former district office, and joining Representative Swan and his family will be Mayor Sarno, State Reps Bud Williams and Adam Gomez, Springfield City Council President Jesse Letterman, City Councilor Melo Brown, and Helen Calton Harris, Commissioner of the Springfield Department of Health and Human Services. State Street cut-through, where the sign will be placed, is across from the recently restored Mason Square Fire Station and Mason Square Apartments, and it runs across Hawley Street to Winchester Street and Eastern Avenue. Historically, the area was a stop on a trolley line that used to pick up and drop off passengers as they traveled up State Street. The Amherst Police Department is currently grieving the loss of comfort dog Winston. Over the weekend, in a quick and devastating turn of events, Winston was diagnosed with lymphoma and leukemia. And this progressed so aggressively that his handler, Officer Laramie, had to make the heartbreaking decision to end his pain and let him pass peacefully. Winston was almost 2 years old, and all of that time spent as a member of the Amherst Police Department family. Officer Laramie had a vision for a comfort dog program in Amherst, and he was greeted with a perfectly tempered, incredibly happy, very sleepy Winston. A memorial will be planned in the near future. Thank you for your service, Winston. In Greenfield, an aggressive deer was reported on the trails at Highland Park on June 14th near the high tension lines. Yes, occasionally there is an aggressive deer. So they say, please take caution. Keep your dog on a leash. That is important if you're hiking in those areas. Deer with fawns can attack unprovoked and can seriously injure or harm a dog. If a deer or fawn is seen in the area, you're asked to leave that area. While deer attacks on humans fortunately are rare, they're urging people to take caution. And here's some suggestions. Change your hiking routine. Make noise while walking. Travel in groups. Avoid taking pets in the area. And keep your dog on a leash. Hamden County is experiencing a precipitous rise in COVID, prompting the CDC to recommend masks. Well, in Hamden County, the community level is high, so they say wear a mask indoors in public. Stay up to date with COVID vaccines. Get tested if you have symptoms. Additional precautions may be needed for people at high risk for severe illness. Now, these are suggested, of course. Nothing is mandated here. And when reached for comment on this, the Springfield mayor indicates he is not issuing a mask mandate as a result, preferring to leave it to the individual's discretion. So, wear one if you want to. That's what it comes down to. And to top it all off, Massachusetts has reported its seventh case of confirmed monkeypox. Now, this most recent case of monkeypox was reported in an adult male who recently traveled internationally. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health reported the new case on Thursday of this week, just after the person tested on Wednesday in Jamaica Plain. His results are now going to the CDC to confirm. The state is now working with local health officials and the patient to identify any close contacts as he isolates to prevent spread. So much to worry about. COVID, monkeypox. Well, I don't think we're all that worried about monkeypox. I think we keep one eye open on it, and it's interesting to say the least. So thank you for being with us for all of our programs this week. I hope you tell somebody you know about Pioneer Valley Radio if they're not aware of it, because we are Western Mass centric, and that's what our focus is. You know, we can leave other media the fruits of political discourse and all those lovely things, but here at Pioneer Valley Radio, we're more concerned about public service and public affairs and of things and people and events that affect you, affect your life, and things we want you to know about that could improve living here in Western Mass. So that's our mantra, and thank you very much for being with us for our shows. If you missed any of them this week or you want to go back over them, they're all available to you online at Pioneer Valley Radio. So have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry. Meet me here for our next new program up online on Monday morning. And I leave you with our thought for the day. George Orwell predicted cameras watching us in our homes, but he didn't predict that we'd buy and install them ourselves.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.